quack.
Major, major.
Yo, every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay on
HoodHype.com.
New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rapper's a python. I can't front, these brothers keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales is type strong. Always on the Hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the quite storm. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music, if it's dope they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen made it. You get an interview, promoted like you know the man. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay with
HoodHype.com.
Quest. HoodHype.com. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes. What's good, y'all, man? This is your boy Major, man. HoodHype.com, episode number 49, man. And I'm in here on a solo today, man. I ain't got no J-Mac with me, no Fro, nobody, man. I'm down here lonely in the studio, man. But it's all good, man. We're going to keep it jumping for y'all, man. Shit, what's been up, y'all? It's been a minute since we hit y'all with an episode, man. We still trying to get the Miami show arranged. Shit, we dropped a little miniature update, man, in case you didn't catch it during the week. We still trying to line up some interviews, man. We got Billy Corbin, the director of Cocaine Cowboys. Banging documentary. If you haven't seen it, go to your store, rent it, check it out, man. It's a whole detailed history on Miami's come up in the 70s and 80s. Off the chain, so we're gonna be trying to talk with him. Got some Miami artists we're gonna be talking to, also an interview with Cool of Cool and Dre. So big things jumping off, man, but we had to make sure we could do it up right, so be looking for that real quick. Man, what else is going on? Hollywood Kill was the winner of the previous episode, and we was trying to arrange an interview, man. That didn't work out, so you know, maybe we'll get back at them next time, but wanted to get that announcement out there to our listeners that Hollywood Kill took the crown for that episode. And man, what else has been up? I saw Transformers the movie. Fire. That's all I can say. Pure fire. I ain't think they was gonna do it right, man. I was skeptical, man, because I'm an 80s baby. I know it's a lot of y'all that grew up on Transformers like me. Now when I saw the trailer the first time, I'm like, man, this just don't look like it's gonna be able to represent like the cartoon. But damn, dog, I was wrong. The movie is hot. Shit got comedy in there, some funny shit, whole bunch of action, man. I only got one complaint, and I heard this from a few other cats, so I know it ain't just me. Why was Optimus Prime getting his damn ass kicked? I mean, he couldn't do nothing. I mean, he couldn't compete with Megatron. Megatron was tossing him around, whooping his ass, and, you know, I remember Prime from back in the day. Prime was the dude, you know what I'm saying? You know, don't get me wrong, Megatron was always a hog, but, man, Prime was the dude. Could nobody mess with him, but not in this movie, man. Optimus Prime was getting fucking mollywopped there for a minute, so I ain't gonna say much more. If you haven't seen the flick, man, I ain't trying to ruin it for nobody, but if you got time, man, get to the theaters and check it out. Shit's a hot movie. Also, man, shit, I don't know how I forgot this, man. We got Kali Bud's interview coming up in this episode, man. The new, you know, sensation, reggae sensation coming out of Bermuda, man. Dude got a banging CD, man. It's called Kali Buds. It's self-titled. Dude got a perfect blend of up-tempo, newer style, you know, reggae dancehall feel. When he got a whole other side of the album, is like, you know, classic reggae, man. Some authentic sounding shit. But it's fire, man. Well put together. And we're going to talk with him later on, man. So we got that coming up. But I'm about to go ahead and kick it off, man, with a cat right out of Lansing here, man. Big Perm. This track is called Precious to Me, features Christian Nelson on the hook, Great Star on the production, the beat is banging, Perm did his thing on the lyrics, man. So let's jump into it, man. Hoodhype.com, episode number 49. Major flying solo, baby. Check it out. Gabe.
Let's get him. Come on. I don't
want to
be without you, baby.
Cause I just might earl. The thought alone makes me sick. It's me and my bitch till death do us. May the Lord get the best to us. It's like we working for Nike the way we just do it. All night, it's wet like all net. That ain't good loving. And tell me what did you call that? First I eat it, then I beat it. Then she fall back. She said it wasn't all that. Tell me why she called back. I know the games you play and the things you say. Just come and lay, bon ton, roulette. Hey, it ain't no time for no argument. Anything that you want, girl, that's all you get. Come on.
I don't wanna be without you, baby. I don't wanna live without you, baby. Your love is so precious.
Dog. Me and her will be together for forever, dog. You be plotting on it and you wanna never get it, dog. I admit it, in my past I done been a dog. Multiple menage twice, yeah, I did it all. On the battlefield of love like Pat Benatar. She gon' be my last stop, this is where I'm ending off. It's been a long road, this is where I'm getting off. About to pop the question, dress sharper than a ninja star. I'm committed, I won't dip to get a different broad. Let's play it safe and take our faith and put it in the Lord. And if the Savior say the same, well then it's in the stars. For us to be together, that's why I treat you better. Long as your diamond always shining and you see this lever. You happy and I'm sleeping better. Yeah.
I don't wanna be without you, baby. I don't wanna be without you, baby. Your love is so precious.
Baby, man, Big Perm doing the L proud on that one, man. Great Star providing some fire on that sample. Straight up heat right there, man. I ain't mad at that at all, man. Do your thing, man. But shit, I'm out here, man, looking on the internet right now, man. Shit, I've been busy today just now trying to catch up with what's happening in the hip-hop world. Just saw a story right now on soul.com, man, talking about rumors are circulating that Remy Ma shot a female, I guess early, you know, be early this morning, man. So Friday night, I guess. Shit is crazy. And shit, let me see if I can find any of the details here. I guess they're saying the victim was 23 years old. And I guess the two of them left some Manhattan pizza bar is what it's looking like. And it sounds like there's a verbal feud that turned ugly and somehow she got shot, man. Police ain't saying officially that she's a suspect, but that's what the rumors have it, man. So that, it's not a good look. Not a good look at all. That's more bad shit, man. It's never good to see that. It's too crazy. Too crazy, man. Let's see what else is going on out here in the hip-hop news, man. Fuck. Lots of negative shit, man. We got Jadakiss look like he heading to trial. That's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. CeeLo look like there's going to be another Gnarls Barkley CD out before Christmas, so I know they got a pretty big following, man. I mean, some of their music to me was not exactly my style, but I know a lot of people is really into them. So for all the Gnarls Barkley fans, man, y'all should be happy. Y'all going to have another CD out this year. So that's what's good. And also, too, man, it's a bit of an internet controversy, which kind of affecting us, man. And I was supposed to be talking with the homie SK from Nah Right. Hopefully we can still make that jump off, man. But shit, man, the labels are trying to crack down on the blogs about posting music. And the fucked up thing is, man, is like the labels got these companies. They be sending stuff to us to get exposure. Like, you know, here's a single. But then when we post it out there on the blog, they getting pissed off about it and don't want it out there for public consumption. So I'm like, you can't have it both ways. You can't send us a song. And what we supposed to do is write about it and be like, oh, the shit's hot. Take our word for it. No, I mean, people want to hear the tracks. And so, you know, blogs, just like, you know, hoodhype.com, our blog, Nah Right, Smarten Up Nas, you know, all of us try to stay up on the hottest music and get it out there as soon as possible. But now you got the labels, you know, getting pissy about it. So this is, you know, a crazy thing to watch, man, and see what's going on. So far, there's been one label in particular that's been causing all the fuss, man, us, Interscope. And shit, I mean, you kind of remember us mentioning Interscope because we had issues with the Akon video of him bulldogging and grinding on that underage female. They got pissed at us and came at our YouTube account, man. So labels is fucking crazy, man. I don't think they know what they're doing. They panicking about everything. And they worried about their, you know, record sales, so they don't want us to spend a single. Now, I can see if blogs is out here leaking the whole album and shit like that, then, of course, you're going to have a problem with that. But if we, you know, pushing a single that's going to end up being on the radio or on the mixtapes anyway, then what's the problem? What's the problem? Give me y'all feedback on that, man. 313-406-7577. Call up. You know, if you got an opinion or got a stance one way or the other, hit us up and let me know. Because that shit is... just seems kind of fucked up to me, man. Ain't making much sense at all. But shit, we about to jump into the second track, man. Trying to keep it moving, man. I ain't got my partner down here, so I ain't got no feedback. J-Mac, I'm missing your goofy ass right now, man. I need to hear some of your crazy ass comments like usual. But we about to hit this Thad Williams, man. The track is called 9 to 5. My man Thad coming straight out of Columbia, South Carolina. And dude had a banger the first time, you know, on the show, and this song right here, right up there with it. Production is fire, as always. Dude be spitting hard, man. So check it out, man. Hoodhype.com, episode number 49. Sorry. Yes, sir.
I feel like doing this damn job, man. I gotta get it. I gotta get it. I gotta get it. Wake up, go. This rise and shine, this little light of mine. Dance just a little bit more. I'm working this 9 to 5. You see the truth is I hate wearing the suit and tie. Supervisor on my back telling me to do it right. Some days I don't even get a lunch break. Holidays, suckers wanna play me for my comp days. Racism, favoritism in the workplace make me wanna steal on my boss in the worst way. Feedbacks, I'm tired of taking these surveys. Quitting is something I should've done in the first place. Then the word bills come into play. Not to mention you got meals you gotta put on your plate. So you smile, say okay, then you put on the face. It ain't fake, it's just you doing, man, whatever it takes. I need this cake, so I know you relate. I'm just trying to get in the state with the gate. So I work hard every day. Hey. Every day, hey. I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, gotta survive, man. I said I gotta survive, man. I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it. Hey, I'd rather let them bury my face before I let myself become somebody's charity case. Nah, so sometimes adversity, you gotta stare in the face. And you might as well get ready and prepare for the hate. Any kind of support, plus they're cutting my hours short. Any other means of money, I don't wanna resort. I wanna make my mama proud, so I try to be good. But when you're down, all that matters is your livelihood. Hey, the bank keep denying my loans. Credits and such wanna come and tie up my phone. Damn, steady sucking my money, got till it's entirely gone. On top of that, one more fuck up and I'm fired, I'm gone. Every day I'm busting my ass, busting just my for ass. Something to have. I'm just trying to get enough of this cash. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. I'm just trying to get paid a stack before I fade to black, black, black. Every day, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it. Gotta survive, man. I said I gotta survive, man.
be working my ass off, man. Please don't pay off.
I gotta get it.
Give me the meal, please. Just one. All I need is just one. Mama wasn't able to leave a son a trust fund. Wanted to hit this lick real quick. Not to bust guns. Not to hurt nobody. Just to get a little dust. I'm staying as a man on my own 2 feet. You don't grind, you don't shine. You don't work, you don't eat. I ain't finna be played working minimum wage. At the end of the day, I need these benefits paid. You see, I gotta be a boss like that homie Rick Ross. All this working for the man, got a nigga pissed off. Rain, sleet, snow, and shine. Believe it, we on the grind. I pull up in that Benz, homie, you know it's mine. I work hard for mine. You wanna blow it, fine. Come around, action for mine, and you won't get a dime. So with that, I'm on my J-O-B. Forget the lights and fame. I'ma stay low-key. I work hard. Every day, hey, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta survive, man, I said I gotta survive, man, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, and I'm on the grind, working this 9 to 5,
time. Yeah.
Taking me to church.
That throwing it down with that little extended mix right there at the end, though, man. I ain't mad at it. That shit right there is straight up heat right there, man. Straight heat. That don't disappoint, baby. Woo! Man. Shit, man. What else is popping off, man? Oh, yeah, man. For people out there, man, big on the whole YouTube movement. And we know, shit, YouTube is gigantic. Go to youtube.com/groups/Diddy Assistant, man. Your boy Puffy is trying to hire somebody, and I guess to be his lead personal assistant, man. And he's taking applications via YouTube. So get your camcorder out, record yourself, do something, you know, to get this dude's attention. J-Mac said he gunning for the spot, man, so I might be without my co-host, man, because he might leave me to go work for Diddy or some shit, but... I gotta see what this video gonna look like, J-Mac, because I know you're crazy ass. You probably gonna do something insane, but for real, man, go to that page and you can submit your video. And I think, I'm not sure how they doing it, if other people can watch all the submissions or how they doing that shit, but go holler at Diddy, man. They doing this shit up real big over there. But shit, man, now, man, as promised, I wanna go ahead and get into the Collie Buzz interview, man. The dude was super cool, man. Talked about a lot of the difficulty that he got, you know, that he's going through and that he's been through so far in the game, man, with the discrimination thing. And I wasn't sure how it was in the islands, you know, if it was different, but apparently hate is hate and people gonna hate on you anywhere you at, man. But that just, to me, if people ain't hating, then you ain't on your grind. But the shit is hot, man. We gonna jump into it right now, man. Real good interview. Collie Buzz, hoodhype.com exclusive. Check it out, y'all.
Finally, the herbs come around. Me, I grip with me, I look for me, get it by the phone, yeah. Sweet sense, I come around. Me, I take a little jar and pass it around, so. Finally, the herbs come around. The I grip with me, I look for me, stock it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon, I come around. Them with them I go search for. Ever since the herbs slow down, police and road boy them in a showdown. Them a search round the compound. You'd know a man and a weed clown. Find a little piece of land and a flat me home ground. So tell the youth them off it's set field.
Hello.
Hey, Collie.
Yo,
you on there, J-Mac?
Yeah, what's up, Collie, bud? Yo, everything nice, man.
So, man, just talk to us a little bit about the album, man. Collie Buzz, self-titled. What people gonna get on the CD?
Well, you know, it's a nice little mix of everything. Got a little bit of dancehall, a little bit of soca, a little bit of one drop, you know. Yeah, a little bit of hip hop. Nice little mix of everything, man. I'm happy with it, you know what I'm saying? Got some features by Youngberg, Crazy Bone, Paul Wall. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Okay.
Nice little mix of everything. Just nice vibe. From start to finish, it's just a nice vibe, you know?
Well, let's talk about your come up, man. How long you been in Bermuda?
Well, I've been in Bermuda from the age of 5, you know. I've been doing this thing. I cut my first dub plate from the age of 15. You know, it's been about a good 10 years since I've been. Even back then, it was sort of fun. Like, I started taking it serious when I graduated from UCO Full Sail down in Florida. You know, I got my associate's of science in recording engineering in 2001. So basically about 6 years now, you know, I've really been taking it seriously, like, and you know, working hard on this whole thing.
Who did the majority of the production on your album?
I engineered most of it, like 90% of the tracks I engineered myself, you know, I'm running from the booth to the board. But as far as production wise, Superdubs from Black Charlie did two of the baddest tunes on there, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's Another Day, actually three of them, sorry. Tomorrow's Another Day, Sensimania, and Blind to You. You know, that's how Black Chinese works. And then, you know, we have Master B, Bobby Condos, you know, now you think Steve McGregor from Jamaica, a real talented young producer from Jamaica, like, you know what I'm saying, doing big things. Also Jam 2, you know, who produced the Sidewalk University, that's a tune called Wild Out. And nice, like, I wish I could have had a little more hands-on in the production side of things, but, you know, I had the artist hand-on at the time, you know, I can only focus on one thing at a time.
Okay.
Right, it's definitely a hot album, that's for sure.
For sure.
Yo, enough respect, man, I appreciate that.
Now, one thing I noticed on the album, man, you got quite a few hip-hop collabos. You got Young Berg, Paul Wall, then I even heard the remix with, I believe it was Buck and Yayo. And, Yeah, now, was that a conscious effort on your part to involve more hip-hop artists rather than fellow reggae and dancehall artists, or did it just work out like that?
It's a little bit of both, but I think it just sort of worked out like that, because I reached out to Busy Signal, too, you know what I'm saying? He did a Come Around remix, too, but it was on a different rhythm. But the time, the rhythm was popping so much that, you know what I'm saying, the Young Buck and Tony Ayo sort of bust more, you know, especially within the U.S. market, you know?
Okay.
But most of the tracks, it just sort of worked out like that. I mean, we was always searching for a crossover tune, you know, and that's why we reached out to, you know, Crazy Bone on that, you know, Defend Your Own. We were going to go with that as one of these singles, and then Lonely, reach out to Young Berg, you know, we was going to go with that as one of these singles, and then reach out to Paul Wall, which is What a Feeling, you know what I'm saying? We was thinking about good. That was another single, like, it was all over the place, you know, because we was touring before the album was even finished, you know, and when it came down to crunch time, we just needed some decent material from some crossover artists. And that's basically how it worked out, you know? Man.
The songs turned out real well, so y'all put it down.
They came out decent. Like, yo, I'm really happy with that, sir. Like, a lot of people say there's no real, like, synergy, or they don't deserve to be on the album, but I really like them too. Like, especially the Paul Wall, I think that, and the Young Berg, you know what I'm saying? Those are two of my favorites off of the album, like, straight up, you know?
Yeah, because Paul Wall is cool, because he kind of dealing with some of the same things that you're dealing with, you know, in the reggae community, him being a white dude in hip-hop.
The first time me take a job was in elementary. Reach high school, get the herb in plenty. Like, scare them dope, this watch a one-a-lanky. Mr. Spox never empty. The $50 bag, we call that half century. Me stop me own herb documentary. Burn me man, I call that film for 20 years. When me say, finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the pound. You know, yeah, you know. What me say? Fucking haters, you know. I'm blind to you, haters. Can't touch me, warriors. Them a smile and a laugh. Them would love me see you fall by the wayside. Them all a dig up your past. Pray for you don't fall fast. And trigger mode from blast like them nana pride. Blessed love to the youth. When the coach them murder, fin out.
I was actually watching a lot of different video interviews with you, and people are kind of weird. They'll be like, you know, so, you know, it's kind of different for you, but they won't just say, look, you're a white dude in a predominantly black, you know, industry, you know, how tough is it? But it's funny, there's such a stigma, you know, stigma to the whole race thing in these genres of music. It's like, it's just music, and it's good music. Just fucking listen to it, you know? It's
gotta be, exactly.
I can't imagine.
I think it's something that will never calm down, you know? It's always gonna be a factor on me. When you come up doing something that's not really, you know, the norm, you know, first of all, I'm white. Not only am I white, like, I'm not from Jamaica, you know, which is like a double whammy, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's tough, but I mean, people, you know what I'm saying, once they hear the album and once they hear how authentic the thing is, and, you know what I'm saying, it's real, you know, they can't really say nothing. Like, a lot of people out there are, you know, fighting to, like, sort of discredit me. And, you know, it's not going to happen. There's nothing to discredit, you know. I was, you know, from young, from the age of five, I grew up listening to reggae music. That's basically the only music I know. So, you know, I mean, it's something that's never going to go away. And, you know, I'm just going to have to deal with it. And I feel good, man. I don't even care. I don't even watch that there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing what I love to do. And it kind of gets irritating, but, you know, I just have to sit back and laugh, like, because the people that are talking about it, like, are so ignorant, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, it's the people that don't really know about reggae music. You know, music is universal. You know what I'm saying? There's no color towards it, you know. I mean, Eminem came down and broke down barriers and built some bridges, you know what I'm saying, for other artists to come here, like me, to come here, you know what I'm saying. And also Snow, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people took him for joke, but, you know, your boy sold millions of records, and he, you know, his stuff was decent. Like, it weren't flop stuff, it weren't, you know what I'm saying. But again, it just goes back to, like, you know, you just have to listen to the tune. If you vibe to the tune, then you vibe to the tune. If you don't vibe to the tune, then don't fucking listen to it. But don't sit there and hate all this shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people take the time out of the day to actually write, like, paragraph comments about this shit, trying to discredit me and fucking, you know what I'm saying, and try and explain how bad this shit is, like, and it just doesn't make sense to me, like, you know what I'm saying, just move on, let some people enjoy this shit. If you don't like it, then go on, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so you say you got some hatred. Who's that coming from? Is that from just the people, the listeners in the, you know, reggae community, or you got other artists that's trying to hate on you?
Nah, you know what, it's not even from the reggae community, it's the people that don't know much about reggae. Okay. That's what it's like, you know what I'm saying? They sort of think that they know about reggae because they listen to Sean Paul and listen to Bob Marley, and all of a sudden, you know, see this white boy come up there, all of a sudden thinking,
oh, then if it's coming from people who don't even listen to reggae, then fuck them.
Well, that's what I'm saying, so, like, that's why I'm not even watching it, like, straight up, like, you know, the reggae community, I've embraced me so far, you know what I'm saying, all the artists are giving me enough respect, like, you know, so, I mean, that's all I'm worried about, for straight up, you know. It's just kind of irritating to see, like, the people that don't really listen to reggae music all of a sudden think they know something about reggae when they listen to Sean Paul, and, like, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect to Sean Paul, but, you know, I mean, there's a whole other world after that third, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of, it's funny to see, like, you know.
Can't touch me, war instigators. Me say we receive love, like, hey, ask you how the world runs out. Who no can't tell me nothing, Mr. Envy. Use the talent and the vice what God has sent me. Enough people out the road, them chatting all a friend me. But me on the back, them want end me. But me not give a damn by horse and a piece, and me walking on me timber, and not tell me for a simple time, just to want to see me come. Only got to be there.
Cali Buds,
what's that?
Talk to
him. Every time I go to the club, most of the time, recently a sexy girl in front of me busting a wine. I'm sipping on the black, she's sipping on the wine.
Still playing for her.
Me set up to the time. Get some exercise, follow up me exit sign. Back on me car, say she look for the seat to climb. Back on me yard, me a give her the burn, me grind. Say she want to link up another time, no she say yeah. She lonely, she lonely. Say she want me to hold her now.
So how tough was it as an independent artist to come up? Because we deal a lot with indie artists, and it seems like it's getting increasingly tough because people are very critical of hip-hop these days and any kind of music, really. So how tough was it, and what did you do to make it in the industry? I mean, because obviously you're doing it. You got signed. So, you know, what steps did you take to get noticed and to make it?
Well, you know what? I was very lucky. I was very lucky because before I got signed, I'd never been on a real stage. I never had a song playing on the radio. You know, I was just basically a studio artist. You know, never done no interviews or anything like that. And Sony took it from jump and basically built a foundation around what we had set, you know. But again, it's just promotion. And the way the reggae thing goes, you know, you have to cater to the sound system, because the sound system is going to play a tune. You know, you give them a blind, you give them a free dub plate, then boom, you know what I'm saying? They're going to play a tune in the dance. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main places where you get your promotion. And so I've been doing free dub plates and you know, a lot of free dub plays for radio stations, everybody, you know what I'm saying, sound system, just to get the name out there. And that's part of the promotion that you have to go through, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of artists get paid for that there, but, you know, I was doing it for free for a long time. You know, that's part of the reason why I'm here where I am now, you know?
Okay. Yeah, is that the where that 402 mixtape come from?
That was 32, but you know, we had always come up with a concept, you know, we say we wanna do a mixtape. We actually came up with a mixtape before that there, but you know, we wanted to put some crossover hip hop style. That's why I'm like freestyling over the first couple beats of the 420 mixtape, you know. It was definitely Sony's idea, but you know, they begged us for it, and then when we gave it to them, it took them like 2 months to friggin' put it out. You know, by the time the album's fucking coming out, you know what I'm saying, the mixtape just out there, like, it didn't make no sense to me, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying, it seems like it's gotta be rough, because I noticed a lot of the songs off your album actually appear on that mixtape, and that's a pain in the ass for you, I'm sure. I mean, it's gotta pick you up a little bit.
Well, we actually built that mixtape, but then again, like, you know what I'm saying, we thought it'd be out a lot before, you know what I'm saying, to give them a little tease of what the album would be. And, you know, and then when the album popped, you know, because a lot of the tunes leaked already first, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many tunes on LimeWire and on the internet, like, we were kind of hoping that people would be like, shit, they got so many tunes on here, I wonder what the fuck's on the album. Let me go get the album to see what, you know what I'm saying, what tunes are really on there, like, type thing, you know what I'm saying? There might be some new shit or whatever. But, yeah, it was definitely, we just missed timing. This time, and that's all it was. And it's not the label's fault neither. I can't even blame it on the label. It was a combination of all we guys, because I really should have done the mixtape a lot earlier, but you know, they begged us for it, and then when they finally got it, you know, they took their time to put it out. So I mean, it's a combination of things, you know.
Jimmy Kimmel, man, I heard you're gonna be on there coming up.
Yeah, 24th of July. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel.
yeah,
I'll be performing.
Okay. Yeah, dude's a funny cat, man, so we're gonna be checking for that.
All right, cool. Yeah, oh, so lonely. So she want me to be red eye. Yeah, she lonely. Oh, so lonely. Cali Buds. Shawty say she wanna baller like I. Do we in H-E-5, let it fly high with the Fritz at a shot. Y-X-Y, you ain't gotta say much. Just pull the curtains back and let your seats recline. So young, but I'm about money. Used to have brown bag under the couch money. Now I'm all there. You ain't gotta count money. Probably the reason your girlfriend's so lonely. Yeah, we back, man. Shoot, Kali Buzz, dude was cool, man. Super cool. Go check the album out, man. Like I said, I talked about it a little bit at the top of the show, but it's definitely worth listening to. I mean, dude got a good blend of everything on there, so go holler at him, man. Holler at the CD. Dude definitely could use the support. I don't know what the hatred's for, man. Like, we stressed it in the interview. The music is good. There's no need whatsoever to be hating on this cat at all. So holler at it, man. And I'm still sitting here, man, just surfing. You can hear me fucking clicking. I don't care, man. I'm surfing the net trying to find shit to talk about. And this one right here, man, is still funny to me, man. Your boy Usher is at it again. This dude gonna send out an open letter to bloggers and everybody just talking about respect to his privacy. As far as, you know, a lot of people be talking about him and his relationship with his fiance, Tamika Foster. And I don't know if y'all heard a little while back, man, Usher actually called my man Tom Joyner and threatened him allegedly over the phone, saying, you know, look, man, if you keep talking about me and my fiance, I'm gonna have to come up there and knuckle you up. I'm like, Usher trying to be thugged out now. I want people to respect his privacy. But that shit just, I don't know, man. To me, it seemed like after being in the limelight all this time, I mean, Usher been on in the game since a young age. It seemed like you should be used to it, dog. But for whatever reason, Usher catching feelings and getting all sensitive about the fiance. So, you know, fuck, I can't relate. I ain't no star. I don't know what it's like. But shit, man, give me that star money and I will deal for real. I can handle it. Y'all can say whatever the fuck you want. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. But, you know, Usher definitely ain't feeling it. Oh, shoot. What else going on out here in the hip-hop world, man? Shit been kind of slow, to be honest with you, man. Things been, you know, I don't know, just crawling lately in the hip-hop thing. It looks like, too, man, cops arrested a suspect in the Stack Bundle murder case.
I know, shit, you know, that whole thing was well documented on our blog. And there's one dude who was supposedly a suspect that got found, you know, shot in the head, execution style. And I guess they went ahead and, you know, arrested somebody else, man. So I'm not sure how many people was in on it, but, you know, check that out, man. We got information up on the blog like crazy. So hopefully all that will get settled, man. That was a fucked up, you know, turn of events that took Stack's life. So hopefully all that gets worked out. But, shit, man, we keeping it moving. Keeping it moving today. About to jump into another joint, man. This track right here is from my man Nifty out of Sacramento, man. And it's called What You Talking About. The production on this joint right here, sick. That's all I'm going to say, man. This beat is insane. Check it out, man. Doobie spitting hard. Hoodhype.com, episode number 49. Sample, sick right there, man. Straight up just crazy, man. Killing them. That's Nifty right there on the track, man. And shit, man, what's going on? Oh yeah, man, I'm about to be watching boxing tonight, man. You know how we do it, like always. But my man Kermit Cintron gonna be fighting tonight. Arturo Gatti, I think this is gonna be his going away match, man. I feel bad for Gatti. I enjoy watching him over the years, but man, I think tonight, you know, he lucky he ain't with a dude in Alfonso Gomez that don't really hit too hard. I'm not sure if y'all know who dude is. He was on The Contender, for those of y'all that watch that show. But I just think, man, I think he gonna outwork Gotti and might put some hands on dude. And hopefully this will be enough to convince Gotti to retire, because he ain't got nothing else left to prove, man. I mean, the dude was a fucking walking action figure for years, you know, thrilled a whole bunch of people. Dude was in some of the best fights that I've ever seen. So, You know, hopefully he'll come out of this fight okay. But the main event, man, is Antonio Margarito taking on Paul Williams. Man, I don't like Margarito, but I'm going to have to go with the Tijuana Tornado on this one, man. I think Paul Williams is getting in over his head just a little bit. And, I mean, he got 32 fights under his belt, but, you know, I just don't think experience-wise he's ready to deal with a dude like Margarito that's going to bring all that pressure. So, we'll see, man. Later on in the week, I'll see if my predictions was on point, but I'm going with Margarito, I'm going with Centron, and I'm going to go with Gomez by decision. So we'll see how that play out. Oh, man, shoot. Now I want to jump into the Hood Hype Independent Artist Tip, man. And this is sponsored by GoldMike.com. And GoldMike is basically the hip-hop's MySpace on the internet, man. They got everything you're looking for. You can go there, you can battle, you can set up your profile. They got a ill message board community. GoldMike.com. That's GoldMike.com. We got a page over there. Check us out, man. And just go over there and just get into the site, man. They got thousands of users over there. So holla at GoldMike.com. But for this tip, man, we want to talk about, I want to talk about, you know, the difference between having your own GoldMike or a MySpace page or GarageBand or whatever site you have, using that as your only website. This is really important, man, to go ahead and get your own domain, man. You know, you can go to GoDaddy.com. 1&1 is another website. You pay $6 and you can own your own domain name. And to me, man, it looks a lot more professional when a person has their own website separate from MySpace. I mean, MySpace and GoldMike and sites like that are real cool for the networking. But as far as, you know, looking professional, and when you got these A&Rs, you know, checking you out, I think it's important to have that own site to go to. So, you know, I don't want to understate that. It's, you know, to me, it's definitely something that's worth doing. And when you look at the price of, you know, throwing a website up, it's really not that expensive, man. And it really makes it look like you take your music a lot more seriously when you have your own site and your own domain running. So just a quick tip out there, man, to, you know, all the MCs and all the underground cats is coming up, because we see a lot of people that all they have is their social networking site. They don't got their own domain. So go out there, man, invest to $10 to get your name, spend $50 on a website template, and shit, there you go. You off and running. Oh, shit, but now I didn't preach enough, man, sitting here giving out lessons and all that. We about to jump into the fourth and final cut. This last joint is from my man Push Montana, coming straight out of BK, baby, Brooklyn, New York. The name of the song is called Push. Production on here hard as hell, man. Straight up, you know, just that gritty New York sound, man. I think all y'all out there are gonna love this track. Shout out to my man KJ Diamonds, man, working with Push and, you know, being in contact with us. So let's jump into it, man, to close it out. Fire track right here, baby. Episode number 49.
You hear the streets calling my name. All the love, the hate, man, it come with the game. It's like, you hear the streets calling my name. All the bitches and money, man, it come with the game. It's like, you hear the streets calling my name. Bullet wounds in jail, man, it come with the game. I can't complain. I mean, it's the game I'm playing. It's like life and death, man, it's one and the same.
Once again, it's on.
Yeah, my name Push, but I pull quick. Wondering how rappers coming straight out the pulpit. Ain't that some bullshit? I'm fresh out the bullpen, breaking two bigs down. Yeah, I'm back on my bullshit, huh? In the streets, it's dirty games, we don't play fair. And if you looking for love, dog, it ain't here. See, this the streets, it ain't no daycare. This is grown man B.I., the chrome will see eye to eye with little niggas. Coming to your knee, my Nina, leave them leaning like the fitted on T.I. shit. So if you coming outside, hope you bring your strap. Cause all the bullshit going on, it might come to that. And once the shit pop off, ain't no running back. You should notice the OG should've told you that. That's why these young niggas becoming rats. Don't know the rules, they just come outside and wanna pump a pack. You hear the streets calling my name. All the love, the hate, man, it come with the game. It's like, you hear the streets calling my name. All the bitches and money, man, it come with the game. It's like, you hear the streets calling my name. Bullet wounds in jail, man, it come with the game. I can't complain. I mean, it's the game I'm playing. It's like life and death, man, it's one and the same. As a young hustler, you should notice me. I ain't choose a game, nigga, the game's chosen me. I'm over the stove, whipping up what's old to me. And it ain't coming back like it's supposed to be. Now I gave this nigga bread for a quarter key. My money good, I don't know why this nigga short me. Gotta handle this accordingly. Call a G's, I don't wanna move my hand, but he forcing me. A lot of times these connects act up. Take coke out for cut and compress it back up. Man, I'm hip to the game. It foamed up too much when I was whipping it, man. Now I gotta make a call to the boss, but I can't reach him because his phone service off. It's like I gotta take a loss now, but fuck it. When I catch him, I'ma blow his wig off in public. You hear the streets calling my name. All the love, the hate, man, it come with the game. It's like, you hear the streets calling my name. All the bitches and money, man, it come with the game. It's like, you hear the streets calling my name. Bullet wounds in jail, man, it come with the game. I can't complain, I mean, it's the game I'm playing. It's like life and death, man, it's one and the same, huh?
HoodHype.com.
Man, I'm feeling that one right there, Push. It's gritty. It's that gritty New York music, man. I love it. I love it. Man, man, oh man. We didn't got to the end of this show, man. And let me tell you, I'm not looking forward to doing this again, man. For real. It don't feel right down here without my people, man. But we still trying to represent for y'all. But damn, it's crazy being without my co-host, man. So, shit, J-Mac, don't do this to me again, man. No more vacations for your ass, bro. I need you in here. Oh, man, shit, let me run down the artist, man, for this episode, man. Artist number one was Big Perm featuring Christian Nelson, man, right out of Lansing, Michigan. The track was precious to me. Shoot, man, what's the website? MySpace.com/TheRealBigPerm. We'll have a link to it up on our page. Second artist, man, was Thad Williams coming out of South Carolina. Had the fire cut, man. MySpace.com/TDubbedInSC05, man. So go to the website to figure out how to spell that one. Man, third, we had my man Nifty coming in with What You Talking About. Fire production, Sacramento, California. MySpace.com/NiftySack. Shit was fire, man. That beat right there, man, was provided. I got a shout out to producer. New Hotness is the name. And shit, he's right. That shit was complete. And the fourth and final cut was Push Montana, man, coming straight out of BK. Another gritty East Coast banger, man. We ain't never had a lack of music coming out of NY. They be doing it up real big. MySpace.com/PushMontana. So go there and holler at them. Hypeline, man, 313-406-7577. Hit us up. Give us your opinion. Give us the feedback on anything you heard in this show. Go to HoodHype.com/blog, man. Shit is up there daily. We out there competing with the best of them, man, on getting content. And got to give J-Mac a big shout-out for that because he's been grinding his ass off on the blog. Fro be out there, too, posting crazy shit. So check it out. Man, major@hoodhype.com is the email address, or jmac@hoodhype.com if you want to holler at us. My man Phoretic, I'm calling you out again, man. I tried to challenge you the other day, dog, on 360. This dude be talking shit to me ever since the playoffs ended about the Pistons. Dude's a Cavaliers fan, so yeah, he was talking shit, blah, 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 blah. Gotta get clapped up real quick, man. I tried to challenge dude, and he wasn't even playing nobody else online, man. He was over there playing the computer. And I challenged this dude twice. Like, let's settle this on the court, man. You use your Cavaliers. I use the Pistons. And we'll see what's true. And I'll come back here on the next show and let you know who kicked who ass. But unfortunately, Phoretic ain't answered the challenge, man. So I'm going to call you out on the air, man. So next time you see me online, come get at me, man. Shout out to my man Greg over there, man. That's my homeboy from the local video game store. We running a league on that bitch. The league is off the chain. If you ain't played leagues on NBA 2K7, you missing out, man. We got 8 people, man. We playing the regular season. We got the playoffs. I'm in third place right now, man, so I'm holding it down, doing my damn thing, so check that out. But my gamer tag is Major517. If you want to fuck around with J-Mac, man, his is JMac248, so you can find him on there. Big shout out to my man James over there at Hip Hop Directory, the grand Google of hip hop on the internet, man. Anything you're looking for related to hip hop, urban music, Hip Hop Directory will steer you in the right direction. Big shout out to my man Adam over there at smoothbeats.com, playing the best, hottest mix of hip hop on the internet, man. Really appreciate the love we get over there at Smooth Beats, man. And we come in contact with quite a few people, you know, that's like, you know, we heard the show over on Smooth Beats, and, you know, they've been hollering at us saying they like the show. So much love for that. Shout out to my man DMT, my homie on MySpace, and a couple other people too, man. Was cracking up, I guess, where I said Little Mama looked like the gremlin off of Gremlins 2. I was surprised by the feedback I got. I had about at least five to ten people, man, hit me up and was like, yeah, you right, man. She do look like the gremlin off Gremlins 2, man. So I guess I was on to something. I kind of feel bad now, man, because she young and I was drinking as usual when I said that shit. But hey, man, if the shoe fucking fits, the shoe fucking fits. Shoot, man, I think that's about everything, man. This is episode 49. Episode number 50, we'll be kicking off the 7-City Tour. Big time, man. We're going to Miami. We're going to have Detroit, New York, L.A., Houston, Atlanta, joining it up real big, and of course Chicago as well. So we hitting, you know, all these spots, man. Gonna be getting into the culture of all these different scenes. It's gonna be real big, but that's kicking off on episode number 50. This is Major Man signing off. I'll be back at y'all shooting a couple weeks with that show. Hit me up, y'all. And I ain't got no one to argue with about last word this time, man. It's just me and this bitch. I'll holler at y'all one time.
Hood Hype.com.